Truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers, you did it to me. Matthew 25:40.
I am Rob West.
That verse describes what happens when Christians give of themselves with no expectation of earthly return, helping the helpless. Today I'll talk with Brad Guffey about a way you can do that for Zambia's orphans. Then it's on to your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial decisions. Well, we're delighted to have Brad Guffey on the program today. He's a medical doctor and chief medical director at Family Legacy Missions International, where he specializes in treating infectious diseases. You may recall that Family Legacy is the ministry that's changing the lives of around 13,000 orphans in Zambia. They do that through a four-part program, helping children grow academically, physically, emotionally, and of course, spiritually. Brad, it's great to have you on the program today.
Pleasure to be with you today, Rob.
Brad, I mentioned that the program has four parts, but we're going to focus on the physical or healthcare services that Family Legacy provides these Zambian children. It's grown quite a bit in the last 10 years. Tell us about that.
Well, we're pragmatic. We are as efficient as we can be, and we believe in being faithful in the little things. And God has done He's done an awesome work in my life, our team, the lives of so many children who are being helped and healed. We started off in a tent in a shipping container about 10 years ago, and now we are in a lovely, high-quality healthcare facility, and we are actively serving several thousand families at any given point in time.
Well, I've seen it firsthand, and it's incredible, Brad, what you and your team do. Just give us a snapshot. Help our listeners understand what medical care looks like in Zambia.
It's a bit different. We can start with the country. You know, 20 million people, two-thirds are under the age of 25. Wow. It's like healthcare in many places. We just work as hard as we can to keep the kids from falling through the cracks. But there are differences. First, there's fewer prior authorizations to fill out, but we still have our paperwork. But, you know, we have rainy season flooding that certainly makes getting to homes differently. We do lots of home visits. And, you know, medically speaking, when we hear hoofbeats, it's frequently the sound of zebras, not horses. We have opportunistic infections and cancers from advanced HIV and AIDS. Tuberculosis is one of our most significant contributors to mortality. You know, we have frequent cases of rheumatic fever and heart valve disease. You know, I've seen 10-year-olds with liver cancer from environmental toxins, from spoiled food. We also have those unusual things you study about in America, the lymphatic worms that cause elephant man syndrome and blood flukes and those kind of things. But, you know, we have plenty of routine medical problems, too. And these are sometimes complicated by lack of resource. You know, severe protein and total calorie malnutrition are both things that we see frequently stemming from poverty. And it's one of the commonest diseases we treat.
I can imagine it is. And of course, healthcare is absolutely essential before these amazing children can take on any other challenges, right?
Yeah, you know, we have 13,000 children in our program, and we love the way we have a comprehensive approach to helping and caring for children. You know, our mission is to glorify God, and we do that by empowering the vulnerable and orphan children of Zambia so they can live up to their God-given potential. But, you know, they need their health. You know, we are seeing kids get better unlike ever before. Our team's fantastic. The children are accessing the services by the droves for modern medicine and a lot of tender, loving care. You know, but even after living in Zambia for 15 years and seeing many things improve and modernize, I still have kids come to my clinic in a wheelbarrow. But with God's grace, we get to see transformation every day, like Lydia. When I met Lydia, she was a 15-pound five-year-old. 15 pounds is the size of a five-month-old. Severe malnutrition, tuberculosis in her brain that caused seizures, underlying HIV. But you know, Lydia, she smiles, she's well-grown, she laughs, she goes to school. Things are different for her now.
Oh, Brad, that's incredible. And imagine that happening hundreds and hundreds of times over. And that's the work that you and your team are doing every day. Well, we've just scratched the surface, but thanks for the incredible work you're doing there in Zambia through Family Legacy and for stopping by today.
Thank you.
That's Brad Guffey with Family Legacy Missions International. If you want to get involved, go to hopeforzambia.com/faithfi. That's hopeforzambia.com/faithfi. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. We'll be right back with your calls. Stick around.
For American Family Radio, I'm Charles Morris with Haven Ministries, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. Hard work is hard work. It's a saying you don't hear too often anymore, as the sweat and splinters of manual labor are less and less common among the young generations, but it still rings true. Hard work is hard work. Rest is hard work. How do I know? Joshua and the Israelites. In chapter 22, verse 3, Joshua reminds the Israelites that they have received rest, finally. After all those years of wandering, years of battling with enemies, they finally made it. Jesus Christ, after his toil on the cross, finally gave us rest, too. Hard work is hard work, but it brings us rest. Rest in Christ, and finding rest from all our hard work. Spend more time with Jesus. Visit GetAnchor.com.
Are you struggling to fit your faith into your practice as a Christian financial advisor? The Certified Kingdom Advisor designation teaches you a step-by-step process to confidently deliver advice that aligns with Christian values. Discover the skills you need to help your clients make a kingdom impact. Get started today by enrolling in the CKA educational program at kingdomadvisors.com/getcertified. That's kingdomadvisors.com/getcertified.
Do you want God to work a miracle in your life? Here's Pastor Jeff Shreve with From His Heart Ministries.
Listen, I don't know how God is speaking to your heart and what he's speaking to your heart about, but I know this. He's present, and he's looking for people who will believe him, who will step up. God shows up when you and I step up.
Let God show up in your life. Join Pastor Jeff Shreve on From His Heart, weeknights at 6 Central here on American Family Radio.
What if your everyday purchases could support biblical causes? With the all-new Cash Rewards Visa card from Christian Community Credit Union, a portion of every purchase goes to ministries that spread the gospel, combat human trafficking, and protect vulnerable children. Plus, earn unlimited 1.5% cash back. Visit joinchristiancommunity.com. Membership eligibility required. Each account is insured up to $250,000. This institution is not federally insured.
Hope for Zambia, empowered by Family Legacy, is a ministry providing hope to vulnerable and orphan children in Zambia by investing into their spiritual, intellectual, physical, and emotional growth and well-being. Whether distributing 5 million meals each year to students or empowering them to graduate from high school and go on to pursue post-secondary education, we believe that when you educate a child, you change their world. Go to hopeforzambia.com/faith to transform a life.
Glad to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here at American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. All right, it's time to take your calls and questions today on anything financial. The number to call is 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. We're looking forward to diving into whatever you're thinking about financially today. And here's our goal. We want to help you think about managing God's money in light of Scripture, in light of a biblical worldview, the principles and passages that we see in Scripture. We want to apply those to your financial decision-making today, whatever is on your mind, and let's talk about it at 800-525-7000. We're going to begin today in Ohio. Charles, you'll be our first caller, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, blessed morning. I have an HSA question, and then if that one's simple enough, maybe a follow-up question about your CKA. The HSA, I just found I'm eligible because we now have a high enough deductible, and I've always been told to load the HSA health savings account pre-tax, but I read on the interwebs that the person who does my tax preparation can fill out the appropriate software if I post-tax load it, and it will end up working out the same. So my feelings are like, no, that could never work. So I wanted to get your facts to override my feelings. If what I read online was true, I'm assuming it probably lowers your AGI over the whole tax prep thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So many people contribute to HSAs, Charles, through payroll deductions at work. So their contributions escape the FICA taxes and, go in on a pre-tax basis. But as long as you're enrolled in a health plan that qualifies, you can also open an HSA outside of work and fund it with after-tax dollars, which you would then take as a tax deduction on your personal taxes. So it does lower that AGI, and these contributions then accumulate tax-free and then can be withdrawn tax-free to pay for current and future qualified medical expenses, including those in retirement. And if you're no longer covered under a qualifying plan at that point, you can't make further contributions, but you can still hold the account and your previous contributions can continue to grow tax-free. And then it gets even better than that, in that unlike FSAs, the money in the HSA can, of course, remain in the account from year to year so that you can even invest it. And so I love the idea of you allowing that to contribute, continuing to grow, to max it out, and then use that in, retirement to pay for medical expenses, even certain long-term care expenses. You can even, cover certain Medicare expenses, premiums for Part B and D, prescription drug coverage, not Medigap or supplemental policies, but you can for certain Medicare premiums. So it ends up becoming a really powerful tool.
It does, definitely, and I like it. Next year we'll do pre-tax, but I was thinking in order to get the $7,000 in this year, which obviously I have until the tax filing season in April,
I was thinking
that I could just front load it with the post-tax money if it's going to work out the same on the AGI of the taxes.
Yeah. So there is that benefit there. You wouldn't necessarily miss the FICA taxes, but you could, get that deduction for it. So yeah, definitely beneficial, I think, for you to max it out every year. And if that's the way you can get it done this year, then that is a great option. I would always work with your CPA just to make sure you're doing that properly. But I think your thinking is sound here.
Okay, good. The Kingdom Advisor, I feel a little awkward to call him or email him questions. And the reason why is because, and I guess it's a good problem to have, this guy and his partner, he met with us and we had a meeting for a couple hours and he talked a lot of stuff and taught us a lot of stuff. And then he introduced us some software that we go on the computer and I kind of keep track of retirement, investing, everything. It's a great system, but he never charged us anything. And he followed up a couple of times with questions, and I'm like, well, I don't want to keep taking up this guy's time if he's not going to charge us.
Yeah,
So can you speak to that? Should I call him when I have a question? And
Yeah, well, it is a good problem to have, obviously. And, I would just be upfront with him about that. I mean, I'm delighted to hear, hopefully, what we would hope, and this is what's playing out here, is that they would have the heart of a teacher and really want to lean into you to help educate you. And if that turns into a relationship where there's an engagement at some point, either, fee-based or fee-only financial planning or maybe asset management, that's great. It sounds like he's willing to continue to nurture that relationship, and that's great as well. I think I would just be, really open about that, just saying, listen, I found great value in our conversation. I really enjoyed it. I'm using this tool you've provided. I'm a little hesitant to keep leaning on you, and given that, I'm not compensating you for any of that. Did you come out of that seeing a role that he could play in, helping you either with money management or deeper, comprehensive financial planning?
Definitely. He's definitely doing both. And the last time, because we met with him and then he followed up with a phone call to us, and I ended up asking a couple of questions during that. And then I initiated a phone call a second time and asked him. And at the end of that phone call, I basically said that it did not word it as eloquently as you did, but I but I did tell him, I said, you know, well, I don't know what I should do because you haven't charged us at all for your time. And, and he said, well, you know, he said, just for now, just plan on having a blessed retirement, you know? So I'm assuming someday, our net worth is only worth about $300,000 right now, including the $125,000 house. So I'm assuming maybe when I get up to 500 or a million and I need him to actually take over my finances, that's probably when he'll start charging. You know what I mean? It's probably, like you said, building a relationship. And then I would not hesitate to call him every time I have a question. But I'm like, you know, hey, you know, I just don't want to keep taking up too much of his time. But, it, you know, sounds to me like he's there to build that relationship for now, like what you were saying.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And obviously, you're going to be top of mind when it's time for you to roll a retirement plan out and have more active management. And he's going to have a client there. And hopefully he's just wanting to invest in you and this relationship. But I wouldn't hesitate to broach this subject with him and just say, listen, please tell me if I'm, you know, going beyond what would be just typical for you to, you know, maintain a relationship with me until it's time for me to hire you. And if I need to compensate you for your time, let me know what that looks like. Otherwise, he may say, no, this is great. And when the time comes, you know, if you engage me, that'd be perfect. But if, in the meantime, I'm willing to continue to invest here. I'd just be real open about that. And I suspect he'll give you some guidance.
I'll do that. I'll word that your way because it's so much better. Thank you.
All right, Charles. Hey, listen, thanks for listening to the program, my friend. May the Lord bless you. We appreciate you calling today. Hey, this one comes, an email comes from Martha. She writes to us at askrob@faithfi.com. What financial book do you recommend for a newly engaged young Christian couple to read prior to marriage? You know, there's a number of them. One would be Howard Dayton's book, Money and Marriage, God's Way. It's a phenomenal resource. It will not only help you, Martha, and setting up your finances, but also to avoid many of the conflicts that arise over money in marriage. Also a book by Dr. Shanti Feldhahn, a Harvard researcher. She wrote the book Thriving in Love and Money. A little secret that she uncovers in that book, the key to avoiding conflict in marriage, communication. That's not a surprise. But also understanding, how was money handled growing up? How is that going to affect how you handle money today? And then thirdly, cushion, live below your means. We'll be right back on Faith and Finance.
Do you want to prepare for God's calling on your life to ministry? Many people have a sense that God is calling them to ministry, but they don't know the next step to take. Here's a step that may be for you. Wesley Biblical Seminary offers a new Bachelor of Arts in Christian Ministry that's entirely online, and it will prepare you for whatever ministry God calls you to next. We want to equip you with knowledge and tools you need to confidently fulfill the calling that God has put on your life. Learn more at wbs.edu. That's wbs.edu.
We are grateful for support from One Ascent Investments on the Faith and Finance program. They manage a comprehensive suite of value-based investment strategies designed to help Christian investors live aligned with what they value most. One Ascent believes that if your values inspire the way you live, they should also inspire the way you invest. This can be a unique form of worship. More information is available at investments.oneascent.com. That web address is investments.oneascent.com.
The loss of a child through an abortion affects the emotional health of families. Feelings of anger, sadness, and regret can be overwhelming, but there is hope and healing in the aftermath. Call the International Helpline at 866-482-LIFE to talk with someone who's been where you are and healed to help others. Your call is confidential. 866-482-LIFE.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the Faith and Finance program. For more than 30 years, they've been helping Christians reach their financial goals with step-by-step guidance for investors at every stage, from those just getting started to those getting ready for retirement. Through scriptural principles and practical suggestions, SMI offers financial wisdom for living well. More information, including the short video webinar on profit and peace of mind, no matter what's happening in the market, is available at soundmindinvesting.org.
Well, we'd always wanted to leave some of our money for God, but we didn't know where or how.
Bernie and Alice Larson are faithful supporters of the American Family Association.
We felt like this was put into our laps as answer to our prayers as to what we could do after we're gone.
You can learn more about charitable annuities and other financial products at AFAFoundation.net or call 800-326-4543, extension 345.
Hey, Greg, I need some advice.
Oh, what's up?
I'm really struggling with finding ways to cut back. With costs going up, especially in healthcare, what do you guys do?
We use CHM, Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health cost sharing ministry that's been sharing members' eligible medical bills for over 40 years. Sure helped us stick to our budget. Here's the website, chministries.org. chministries.org.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. We're taking your calls and questions. I've got two lines open today, 800-525-7000. Whatever you're thinking about financially, you can give us a call right now. Let's head back to the phones to a first-time caller from Texas. Hi, Henry. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, hello. Good morning.
Hi there.
Hey, God bless you. I listen to you a lot. I like all the great information that you have on your show there.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, yes, sir. I was just wanting your opinion on the BRICS thing that's going. I'm hearing a lot about it, but what is your opinion on that?
Yeah. Well, what I think is, and first of all, let me just say for those who aren't familiar with that term, BRICS is an acronym that refers to Brazil, Russia, China, India, and South Africa. Goldman Sachs actually created the term back in 2001 for that group of nations. And, you know, they offered, well, it was Vladimir Putin that actually first announced that BRICS had a proposal to create an international reserve currency at the BRICS summit in 2022 to rival the U.S. dollar as the global reserve standard. And then it's gotten a lot of press as of late because after months of debate about various currency and commodity baskets, that consortium settled on using gold as the basis of a planned new international currency system separate from the U.S. dollar and the euro. Now, the real challenge, though, that they've got is whether they're actually going to make good on that promise, Henry, and I just don't think that they will. I think when it comes down to it, the ability to, you know, control their monetary supply, the ability to manipulate their currencies is going to be more important, and certainly that's been their practice to this point. That, you know, that promise to base everything on the gold standard is not going to come to fruition. And that's why I think you didn't really see much movement in the price of gold, especially given that announcement. If they were to do that and take it seriously, and we really saw that play out, well, then I think there could be some longer term concern about the U.S. dollar. At this point, 60% of the U.S. global reserves are in U.S. dollars. 90% of trades happen in U.S. dollars. So it is the world's reserve currency, and there is no rival. There is no second, you know, alternative that's anywhere close. Could that change down the road? And certainly could this, if they made good on this promise around the gold standard, become something that could rival the U.S. dollar? Yes, but that's not going to happen anytime soon. So I think it's something we continue to watch, but I wouldn't make any changes as a result of it in your finances. You know, we would say for gold that you would want probably no more than 10% in your allocation. I would think in terms of perhaps a 5% forever allocation, that would be the physical gold, and then maybe another 5% in maybe a gold trading basket where you have an ETF or a mutual fund that tracks the price of gold that you can have in your portfolio, and you can turn that on or turn that off depending on kind of what environment we're in. But I wouldn't overweight there as a result of any of this. Is that helpful?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's great info. Hey, where would be a good place to buy gold?
Yeah, it's a good question. So you've got to decide, first of all, how you want to own it. And, you know, most folks will think about, you know, buying gold coins, you know, rather than gold bars, just so it's a little more divisible. You know, the key is finding a dealer, you know, that's not going to charge you too much of a premium over the spot price. You can find out what the spot price of gold is at any time, and then you can look at what they're charging you and determine, you know, exactly what, you know, you're paying over and above that. So I would do some, I don't have a place to send you. I wish I did, but I would just do a good bit of research, you know, look at some of the numismatic and coin grading services that, you know, will have those that have, you know, achieved their certification. You know, for instance, the Professional Coin Grading Service would be one, the Guarantee Corporation, and, you know, look at both local as well as online options. Obviously, there's a lot of marketing being done in this space, so you really need to check anybody out in terms of reviews prior to making a decision. But at the end of the day, you have a really easy way to compare, you know, how much premium you're paying because you know what the spot price of gold is, and so you can see who's charging you a fair price and who isn't.
You bet. Yes, sir. Now, just one more quick thing now. What would be the name of, there's a Christian credit union that's paying good interest on the savings.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a Christian Community Credit Union. We like those folks a lot. They really have a ministry heart, phenomenal service, and they're really trying to be competitive out there and with these higher interest rates. You can learn more at joinchristiancommunity.com. That's joinchristiancommunity.com on the web.
Okay, God bless you. You're doing a great job.
Well, thank you, Henry. May the Lord bless you, sir. And thank you for calling from Texas today. We appreciate it. Let's see. We're going to have to hit a break here. Ron, I want to make sure I give you plenty of time as we talk about this question related to your daughter and her two children. So let's do this. If you don't mind, hold right there, Ron. And we're going to hit a break here in just a moment. When we come back, we'll get to you as our first caller. Also, Bob Dahl stopping by today. Looking forward to hearing from Bob Dahl. A lot to talk about that was in his weekly commentary, specifically the lack of mentions related to recession and inflation in a lot of the most recent corporate transcripts. What is that saying about the prospects of recession? Corporate bankruptcies on the rise. Also, if the Fed can only win one war, either the fight against inflation or the fight against higher unemployment and a recession, which will they choose? And what does that mean for the future of our economy? We'll talk about that. Plus, China's economic issues and less global leadership, that's all leading to the fact that, well, we probably are going to have more inflation, slower growth, and weaker profitability due to a move away from globalization, which had been the trend in the last 5 years. So we'll get Bob's take on all of that a little later in our broadcast, plus your questions. Phone lines are still open. We've got a few available at 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. We'll be right back.
Do you feel like your hands are tied with debt, preventing you from serving God? If you have credit card debt, Christian credit counselors can help. Through our debt management program, we can get you out of credit card debt about 80% faster while honoring your debt in full. For more information on how Christian credit counselors can help, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org or call 800-557-1985. 800-557-1985.
If you're experiencing thoughts of depression and suicide, it can feel impossible to find help. On the next Focus on the Family, Sarah Robinson provides her own story of hope and grace as she experienced the depths of despair in her life. It's a story of redemption next time on Focus on the Family with Jim Daly.
Focus on the Family is heard each weekday morning at 5 o'clock Central on American Family Radio.
We are grateful for support from Eventide Investments on the Faith and Finance program. Eventide's approach to values-based investing is grounded in the belief that humankind was created in the image of God, with intrinsic dignity, value, and worth. Eventide calls this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at eventideinvestments.com. That's eventideinvestments.com.
At FaithFi, we are on a mission to educate, equip, and connect you and many others with the powerful financial answers found in God's Word. We're working to meet people right where they are through national radio programs, our app, website, and other resources. If you've benefited from this program, would you consider becoming a monthly FaithFi patron? Check out all of the benefits of a FaithFi patron's membership at faithfi.com and click Give on the homepage.
AFR programming is now available on Alexa.
You're joking, right?
Nope, not joking.
Seriously?
Yep, this is not a drill.
Wait a minute. No way.
There's a way. The Alexa way. So if you just happen to miss your favorite shows, no worries. You can now listen to each podcast with Alexa. It's simple and it's free. Just visit afr.net/apps and click Alexa. We're not joking.
As the leading advocate for the Christian financial industry, Kingdom Advisors serves the public by promoting the integration of a biblical worldview across every aspect of the financial services industry. And we serve a growing network of thousands of Christian financial professionals, equipping and empowering them to carry biblical financial wisdom to their clients, peers, and community. For more information, visit KingdomAdvisors.com. That's KingdomAdvisors.com.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Thanks for joining us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. We're taking your calls and questions. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. Let's head back to the phones to Ohio. Ron, thanks for calling today. How can I help you, sir?
Like I told your screener, because of circumstances in life, my daughter and her two children has moved back in with us, and since about the 1st of July, and I just wondered, how do we report that on our taxes? If we report it, does that limit something that she might report, and just what do we need to do?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I'm delighted to hear that you are in a position to be able to do that and to bless them in that way. The only question would just be whether or not you want to claim her as a dependent. And in order to do that, she has to live with you the substantial portion of the year and or be related to you, and her gross income has to be less than for 2023, less than $4,300 from all income sources. So, you know, that's money, goods, property, services, that type of thing. So, is she working at this point?
Yes, she's working, and okay. We currently don't require like a rent or anything like that. She helps out.
So given that her income is above that 4,700 for 2023, then you wouldn't be able to claim her as a dependent at this point. So there really wouldn't be any reporting. I mean, you're just offering a benefit to her to live in your home. You're covering some expenses related to her and not charging her for it. And you're perfectly entitled to do that.
Okay, so, but there, it's still a reduction of our income or whatever.
It really isn't. If you're not claiming her as a dependent, you're not getting any tax benefits.
But, okay, so what does it mean if I do claim her as a dependent? She has to be under this $4,700?
Correct. Yeah, her gross income would need to be under $4,700.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I just figured, well, since she's not actually paying rent to anyone, that would be something that would be claimable, but I guess not.
Well, so I would check with your CPA just to see. I mean, you always want, do you normally file your tax return yourself, or do you have a CPA where you work with?
Yeah, we have someone that does our taxes.
Okay. Yeah. So even if you don't claim her as a dependent, I would check and see if there are any deductible expenses here, just to make sure that you've covered all of your bases. But the primary thing that would, you know, affect your taxes would be claiming her as a dependent, but that's not going to apply in this situation. So I would just see if there are any other deductible expenses. I don't think there will be, but it never hurts to check. And anytime your situation changes, well, you certainly want to let your tax preparer know so they can let you know if there's any opportunities to take advantage of that. Ron, God bless you, my friend. We appreciate you being such a great dad to your daughter and her little ones. Thanks for calling in today. Let's head to Alabama. JP, how can I serve you?
Yes, hello. I have about $180,000. That represents cash, but I have it in a Vanguard total bond market. And, you know, it's still missing about 13% because it's never come back.
Yeah.
And usually it comes back within 8 months to a year, and that hasn't happened. And I am diversified in a okay way. But I wondered what really represents cash to us, if I should put it in like a 9 month or a 12 month CD, you know, at 5.40%. Or if I should, put it in a money market at 5% or something, or do I just, you know, I'm not expecting this interest rate thing to change, that rapidly, maybe in a year from now, but I don't want to sit here making nothing, on that money for a year. So what would you recommend?
Yeah. What type of interest are you earning currently with the bond portfolio?
Oh, well, it's down 13%.
Right. So the market value is, but you're still getting the interest on it.
Oh, I guess I don't understand that portion of what you're asking
okay.
me. I'm not
sure.
That savvy.
Yeah, so no problem. So bonds pay an interest rate, and then they also, there's the market value of the price of the bond itself, and there's an inverse relationship with the price of the bond tied to, the Fed funds interest rate. So as the interest rates, what the Federal Reserve moves up and down, that's what we've had 12 consecutive increases on. As that moves up, the prices of the bonds fall because they're less valuable, given that someone can go out and get a higher interest rate on the open market. And so those bond prices fall. That's what's put your bond holdings under pressure, because we've had such a significant and there's very few cases in the past where we've even seen this. We've had such a significant rise in interest rates, it's caused the prices of your bonds to fall. Now, they continued to pay the coupon rate, the interest rate that was given to you by the bonds themselves, but the underlying value of the bond has fallen. Now, as interest rates start to decline, and even though we may get one or two more rate hikes eventually, and I would think this will come sometime next year, the Federal Reserve will need to stimulate the economy, and we'll start to see these interest rates fall once we know inflation is under control, and that may or may not include a recession with it. But as those interest rates start to come back down, the prices of those bonds that you hold will increase. And that's where you'll see the recovery. So although I like the CD rates that are being paid right now, and you're right, you could get a very attractive rate for a 9 or a 12-month CD, the thing that I don't want you to miss is that your portfolio will recover over time, and you're going to get the interest, the coupon that comes with those bonds while you're waiting. So you're earning interest now. And then as the Fed funds rate falls at some point, the price of the bond will increase as well, and that will lift your overall portfolio. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and it doesn't matter. I mean, it's in a mutual fund.
Right.
5 to 7 years. So all of what you said still pertains to that, as well as me buying directly through the Treasury, right?
It does. So, it's just that you're getting an aggregate rate of all of the bond holdings, corporate and government, in that bond mutual fund. And then as all of those underlying bonds increase in value as the Fed funds rate falls, you'll see the price of that total bond index rise. So that will come you know, over time. So I guess my question to you is, does it make sense just to wait that out? Or would you like to try to, you know, take advantage of some of these higher interest rates in the meantime? The problem is, I don't want you to have to pick your entry and exit point, because we just don't know when the Federal Reserve is going to feel like that inflation, you know, is under control, and therefore they're going to start lowering rates.
I do have the ability with Vanguard, I think, to, without a penalty, get out of a CD, you know. Mm-hmm. I'll check that out more. You know, I'm just concerned that next year it would bring back 5%, but I've still lost 13%. And then the next year, 5%, and I've still not up to 13%. You know?
Right. But you will see a recovery as those interest rates come down. And so I think as long as you take the long view on that, you will be rewarded. But, you know, I certainly understand where you're coming from, JP. So we appreciate you calling today. Just hang in there. These bond prices will recover in time. Thanks for calling. We'll be right back on Faith and Finance.
Target is in the bullseye because of its transgender bathroom policy.
The petition by the American Family Association to boycott Target now surpassing 1 million signatures and counting.
People have their own beliefs and stuff, but what could it hurt? What could it hurt? What could it hurt?
It hurts our daughters.
It hurts you.
It hurts our families.
It hurts me.
It hurts all of us.
Sign the petition to boycott Target at AFA.net.
Learning University.
That wasn't stereo right there, fellas.
that was jumbled.
We were struggling.
The bumblebee was called the humblebee. Is that true?
Chicken legs are also called drumsticks.
Yeah, that's not a good ice cream flavor. They've got some little tiny saddles that they put on those dragons. Unfortunately, you can only ride them once.
Because then they turn around and take your leg off.
Hey, Andrew, you want to ask
it? I'm so excited about getting on. I missed my exit.
Friday mornings at 10 Central on American Family Radio.
Absolutely free. We know you've learned to be suspicious of those words, but really, you can get biblical financial wisdom delivered to your inbox each week absolutely free. Articles, videos, podcasts, and special offers on biblical resources. Nearly 60,000 people receive our free weekly wisdom email, and you can too. Create your free FaithFi account by going to faithfi.com and click sign up to begin receiving weekly wisdom in your inbox.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the Faith and Finance program. If you have money in a retirement account or just a general investing account, you know the stock market can sometimes seem like a roller coaster. But it is possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind in investing, no matter what's happening in the market. You can see a short video webinar on that topic at soundmindinvesting.org. Since 1990, Sound Mind Investing has sought to offer financial wisdom for living well. Soundmindinvesting.org.
Thanks for joining us today on Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. We've got some lines open, and in just a moment, we'll head back to the phone. So this is a great time to call with your financial questions at 800-525-7000. We've got lines open. Before we do, though, it's Tuesday. Bob normally joins us on Monday, but yesterday, because of some technical issues on our end, he was unable to do so. So, Bob, we're grateful for you stopping by today. Boy, so much in your Dahl's deliberations this week. Perhaps we start with just the economy. You made mention of the fact that we're seeing less references to recession and inflation in the most recent corporate transcripts. Anything to make of that?
Yeah, I think it says the economy's done a bit better than people thought. Recession is leaving a lot of people's vocabularies, as I'm trying to say it, or at least being pushed back to next year. So the economy, thanks to consumer spending and reasonably strong employment trends, has done better for longer than people thought. Now, both those areas are weakening at the same time, Rob, but it's caused the second quarter earnings reports to talk a lot less about recession and inflation.
Yeah. All right. Now, despite that, we are seeing a rise in corporate bankruptcies. And I guess, you know, this rapid rise in interest rates has to show up somewhere. And perhaps this is one of those places.
Absolutely right. And in this commentary, I tried to, you know, number one, positive, number two, negative, kind of give people whiplash to, basically to say there's some good things and there some not so good things. And that's typical at turning points. On the bankruptcy point itself, you're right. And bankruptcies tend to happen more often in small businesses. So you hear less about them unless you're involved with them. But there are the employers, small companies do 100% of the net hiring in our country. So corporate bankruptcies are not great news for the employment scene.
Yeah, no doubt about that. All right, Bob, you also teed up this idea that at some point the Fed is going to have to decide, do we win the war against inflation or do we just do everything we can to prevent higher unemployment and a recession? Where do you think they will land on that decision?
I think, first of all, I think they'll be back and forth, as so many people are, and attempt to do both. That is, thread the needle, and my comment is the eye of the needle is getting smaller and harder to thread. At the end of the day, they will fight inflation, even if it causes some pain. In fact, when the Fed started raising rates, you might remember, Fed Chair said, this will cause some pain before it's over, and the pain is economic weakness / recession.
Yeah. All right. Bob, what about this trend toward globalization that we had seen in the last several years, even a decade? Where is that, just in light of everything going on geopolitically and otherwise?
So it's dead for the moment. Globalization, for all its pluses and minuses, certainly was a boon to economic growth for many years. But given COVID, the supply chain problems, a bit of nationalism, even protectionism, countries have gone to, I can do it myself. Yeah. Even if it costs a little bit more, I'm going to bring that supply chain back home. And that has put a noticeable pause on globalization, maybe at least for now, the end of it.
All right. Very good. Bob, where would you leave us today? Just summarize kind of where we find ourselves today.
Sadly, I'm going to say we're going to be in a trendless market. Yesterday was green. Today so far is red. These alternating patterns. We've been between this 4,200 and 4,600 on the S&P 500 now for months. And my guess is that continues until we see which way things are going to go. If it's a recession, we'll break below 4,200. If not, sometime next year, we'll see better profits and higher highs. So in the meantime, don't chase them. Don't panic out on the lows and don't chase them on the highs.
Yeah, very good. I'm going to toss one more thing at you before we wrap today. For those who are just becoming familiar with this idea that their values can actually intersect with their investments as they deploy capital, both the stock and the bond market, what would you have them to know about this opportunity they have today?
First of all, I applaud them for, as Christians, understanding the opportunity. Two, I would tell them, if you're fearful that you're going to have worse returns, do some research. You will find there's empirical evidence to say you don't give up anything. So you can have a portfolio that works well for you both in this life and the next life. Pursue it.
Yeah, very good, Bob. Well said. We always appreciate your insights, my friend. Thanks for stopping by today.
All the best. Bye-bye.
All right. That's Bob Dawley, Chief Investment Officer at Crossmark Global Investments, where investments and values intersect. You can learn more at crossmarkglobal.com. All right. Before we head back to the phones, and by the way, we do have a few lines open, room for maybe one or two more financial questions today. The number to call is 800-525-7000. Again, that's 800-525-7000. You can call right now. Let me take just a moment to talk about how we should stick to biblical financial principles in tough times. You know, when times are good, it's easy to trust God. But what happens when times are tough? You know, if you find your faith wavering when money is tight or you can't find a job or life seems chaotic, well, you're not alone. Let me read you a very encouraging passage from 1 Corinthians 15, which is all about the victory of Christ's resurrection. The last verse of the chapter says this, and listen, "Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. So here's why, folks, we stick to God's financial principles even when times are tough. First, well, your hard work will to follow God's principles will never prove to be in vain. God has a victorious plan for you. Romans 8:28 says, "For we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." Second, God sees you. You see, he knows your circumstances, and he will provide what you need to live and to do what's right, even in tough times. Suffering is a part of life in a fallen world, but God's love never fails. Philippians 4:19 reassures us in this. It says, "And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus." So your hard work will not be in vain. God sees you. And then thirdly, your faithfulness, it has a purpose. When you choose honesty in your business dealings, you're being a witness for Jesus. When you give sacrificially, you're investing in God's kingdom. When you pursue wisdom in your financial choices, you're drawing closer to the Lord. In Luke 9:11, Jesus asks this question. He says, "If you have not been trustworthy in handling worldly wealth, who will trust you with true riches?" You see, your faithfulness in following godly financial values will result in peace for you on earth and treasures in heaven. Giving yourself fully to the work of the Lord in your finances might seem hard to do when you're living paycheck to paycheck, or maybe when your debts seem overwhelming, but God has an answer to that problem. 2 Corinthians 9:8 says, "He gives us what we need to do what's right." Here's what it says. It says, "And God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work." So let me encourage you today, no matter what you're facing in your financial life or in any area of your life, God will give you the strength to stand firm in the storm. You can be a faithful steward of your resources, even in tough times, because God will help you to do it. Your hard work in serving and following Jesus is not in vain. You see, folks, in him you have hope and a future and all the provision you will need to do the next right thing in your financial life. So let me just encourage you today, don't get down on your circumstances. Trust that God's word is true, his promises are true every time, and we can lean into him. And don't miss the opportunity to invite God into your financial life. I don't want you to miss the chance to say, "God, you see what's going on here. Lord, I need you to intervene. I want to invite you into my financial life, and I'm going to do my part." You see, I'm going to live faithfully in applying your wisdom. I'm going to recognize your ownership. I'm going to accept my role as steward, and I'm going to live within my means and avoid debt to the best of my ability. And I'm going to give generously. I'm going to continue to even give systematically. That's between you and the Lord, how much. But I would just encourage you, don't forsake that opportunity to continue giving at whatever level you can, even in those tough times. And then watch as God works. Watch as God is faithful to provide, perhaps even in a way you never expected. Because here's the reality. God is our provider. It's not the U.S. government. It's not your employer. It's not anyone else. Now, God can choose to use any of those to provide, but ultimately, he is our provider, and he will not abdicate that responsibility to anyone else, and we can trust him. You remember what he said? "If I'm going to provide for the birds of the air, how much more will I not provide for you, my children?" And so let's accept that today. Let's recognize that as we live in light of those truths, that God will show up. And we can trust him. And here's the reality, folks. We already have an abundance before even the first dollar. Remember that your position in Christ is all that you need. And God is our true treasure. You see, it's not that he's the source of our abundance. He is that, but he is our abundance. And so let's lean into that reality and truth today and remind ourselves that no matter what's going on in our financial life, we can run to the Father. And in that is rest and provision and protection. I want to encourage you today, make that your focus today. And if you're in a really dark place financially, and I know many of you are, just know that we're praying for you. Our team prays for you regularly here at Faith and Finance, and we can do this together. And here's the reality. When you trust God, you're showing to the world what it looks like to live in light of God's promises. Hey, thanks for being along with us today. It's been my absolute pleasure to take your questions today, to encourage you, and to point you back to the scriptures. On behalf of my team today, Devin Patrick, Robert Youngblood, and Robert Sutherland, I'm Rob West for Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Have a great rest of your day, and come back and join us tomorrow. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.